أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهو الذي جعل لكم النجوم لتهتدوا بها في ظلمات البر والبحر قد فصلنا الآيات لقوم يعلمون وهو الذي أنشأكم من نفس واحدة فمستقر ومستودع قد فصلنا الآيات لقوم يفقهون صدق الله العظيم. In the last two verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about His Qudrat, His power, His might with regards to the seeds that have been planted below the ground. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the alternation of day and night, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleaved the daylight from night. And Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala speaks once again of another great qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ النُّجُومِ It is He, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has placed, that has created for you the nujum, the stars. لِتَهْتَدُوا بِهَا فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ So that you would be guided through it in the darknesses of the land and the darknesses of the sea. In other ayats of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the stars as to be an adornment of the sky. But here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about it in a different light. Those that will have knowledge of the stars and the formation of the stars, wherever they may be in the world, in the darknesses of night, a person will follow that direction of the star and a person will come to one's destination. This is again the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power and the might of Allah, the mercy that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has upon mankind, that a person should not get lost in one's journey, in one's travel, whether it is the travel by land, whether it is the travel by sea. On this we can understand that all these examples that Allah Ta'ala gave us, the darknesses of the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat was at work, and we find the splitting and the germination of a seed. Then we find in the darknesses of night, Allah Ta'ala brings light. In the darknesses of the night, Allah Ta'ala brings guidance. And all of this is indicative of the power of Allah, but this is a very powerful message for all of us. Then why then can we not see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending down this Quran and the hidayat, the darknesses of our light, of our hearts become lit up with the light of the Quran, and by that we get guidance and we move towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that that is our final destination, our final journey. قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ Certainly we have elucidated, clarified the verses, the signs of Allah Rabbul Izzat, لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ For a people that have knowledge, for a people that know. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created you from one single soul. Allah ta'ala created Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu was salam. From him Allah ta'ala created Sayyida Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And then from the two of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind, and that multiplication had begun. And that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to reproduce man, and Allah ta'ala chose the creation of man. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not stop there. Allah says, فَمُسْتَقَرٌ وَمُسْتَوْدَعٌ That there is a permanent abode and a temporary abode. A permanent abode every human being would have and has, and a temporary abode is the lot of every human being. What is this temporary and permanent abode? If we think about it, the ulama, the mufassirin from Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had given us different explanations. The crux of all of it is this, that we were in the backs of our fathers and then in the womb of our mothers. We were not permanent there, it was temporary abodes. Then we come into this world, and this world also is a temporary abode. Then we go into the qabr, and that is also a temporary abode. Then we will stand on Hashar on the day of Qiyamah, and that is also a temporary abode. And then thereafter will be a permanent abode. Through Allah's rahmah and mercy, we would hope and wish it will be Jannatul Firdaus, and Allah Ta'ala save us that it is not the fire of Jahannam. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shows us that whatever we are now in this world, wherever we were, and the one step forward into the qabr, all of that is temporary. The day of Qiyamah also, as long as it may be, all of that is temporary, but the permanent abode will always be thereafter. And this is what Allah Ta'ala brings to us, that from one single human, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had granted, and Allah Ta'ala had created many, many humans, and that carries on and continues, but we should be focused on the permanent abode, and we should utilize this temporary abode to gain that success in that permanent abode. قَدْ فَصَّلْنَا الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَفْقَهُونَ. Certainly, we have elucidated the verses for those people who have understanding. When it came to the stars and the guidance of the stars, Allah said, for those people who have knowledge. When it came to the real crux of our lives, and that is our permanent abode, Allah Ta'ala spoke about understanding. In other words, we need to understand this concept that life is a journey, a very short journey, and of course, it will definitely come to an end. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.